are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. You may have noticed, if you've seen any television coverage of the president's town hall meeting in Florida Tuesday, that he was introduced by the state's Republican governor, Charlie Crist. And while it may be true that there is a spirit of bipartisanship as this debate moves forward, there may also be something in the stimulus package for Governor Crist and the state of Florida. With me now to talk about what Crist might be after and what the state of Florida is in terms of a financial bind is Eli Lehrer, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute's Insurance Project. And Eli, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
What exactly is possibly in this stimulus package for the state of Florida that Charlie Crist is excited about getting?
Well, right now, there's nothing in the stimulus package that's passed the House and Senate. But what Charlie Crist wants, and what Insurance Commissioner Kevin McCarty is in Washington to lobby for, is a bailout for Florida citizens and the Florida Hurricane Catastrophe Fund.
How much are we talking about that the state wants here?
Virtually an unlimited amount of money. I would say that what Kevin McCarty should be asking for is at least $28 billion, because that's the amount of liability that the CAT fund has taken on, which is enormous by state standards.
Describe the original purpose for the fund and why it's so far in the red.
The original purpose for the CAT fund was to sell subsidized reinsurance to primary insurers operating in Florida. Now, the CAT fund currently is not in the red, but the potential liabilities of the CAT fund are enormous, and Florida has no way to pay them.
And so what is your recommendation as to how this should play out? Because it's pretty clear from the materials of yours that I've read that you don't think it's the government's job to help the state out with this fund.
No. The state should never have created the CAT fund as it did in the first place. State CFO Alex Sink has the right idea. She's proposed cutting back the size of the CAT fund in incremental steps. That would be the best short-term solution for the state, would be to reduce the size of the CAT fund, take this enormous fiscal disaster waiting to happen off the backs of Florida taxpayers.
How long has this problem been looming in Florida? We know that there was a couple of severe hurricane seasons there in 2004 and 2005. Is it all stemming from that, or has this been a problem for a long time?
The Florida insurance environment has been screwed up in a variety of ways since at least 1993. Governor Crist and the legislature, however, made it much, much worse in early 2007 when they passed a bill that essentially has resulted in a takeover by the state of the private insurance industry.
And what has that called for, and how has that played out over the past 2 years?
Well, the bill that was passed, House Bill 1A, in 2007, served to allow a state agency, which calls itself Florida Citizens Property Insurance Company, it's in no way semi-private, it's part of state government, to compete directly with private insurers to sell property and casualty insurance. It also increased the size of this catastrophe fund, this backstop, an insurer for insurers, from a reasonably low level, I think it was $4 billion, to an unpayably high level of $28 billion, and forced insurers to pay a whole lot more into it. In addition, the legislature forced private insurers to cut their rates, and in case they didn't get the picture, started selling insurance itself that undercut their rates. The result is that essentially all private insurers have left Florida. State Farm has announced plans to withdraw entirely. Hartford, Nationwide, USAA, Allstate, Travelers, and just about every other big company have announced plans to cut back. And nothing to speak of is coming in to replace them. Governor Crist has said there are 30 new companies. In fact, there are six, only one of which is out of state.
Last 30 seconds here, Eli, are other hurricane-prone states following this lead, or is Florida on its own here?
Florida has gone so far in the wrong direction that every other state is trying its best not to become Florida. And I think people have noticed what's happened, have found out it's a disaster, and are not going to do it. Florida, however, is in enormous trouble if the legislature doesn't make reforms.
And so we'll see if anything happens here with the stimulus package. Right now, it doesn't seem like it will from what you've said. Eli, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Eli Lehrer is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute's Insurance Project. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And remember to find us online for the very best of Dateline Washington, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for the next Dateline Washington.